Chapter 36. Jedi Temple, Coruscant.
How utterly satisfying, Grand Lord Vol said. Soon our domination of this world will be complete, and from here, nothing is barred to us.
He and the High Lord Ivar Warkon walked along the great hall of the Jedi Temple.
I'd hoped to have a map of the temple complete upon your arrival, Warkon said. But we ran into a few difficulties.
It seems you have run into several, said Lord Vol.
Slightly stooped with age, he came only to Warkon's shoulder.
But no doubt now that I am here, everything will get straightened out. You had quite the task ahead of you. Perhaps I should have come at the beginning of our infiltration.
The full, imposing, ancient beauty of the temple had pleased Grand Lord Vol. Vol had to admit that he was glad they could occupy this ancient site of Jedi strength, rather than being forced to destroy it. He thought bitterly of Tov, the exquisite city of glass, which now lay in melted ruins, and he regretted how harshly he had spoken with Warkon before arriving on Coruscant. It was indeed a mammoth task Warkon had been set, and all things considered, he had done a good job.
No, my lord, said Warkon,
uncertain if the comment was a peace offering.
You always choose wisely, despite the setbacks.
He spread his arms.
Here we are, in the very heart of the Jedi Temple. Soon our domination of this world will be complete, and from here nothing is barred to us.
He hesitated.
My lord, what is the word from Kesh? How fares our home?
Tav has been abandoned,
Vol said solemnly.
Too little remain to safely continue inhabiting there. We have not lost faith in you and this endeavor, though, and it seems that faith was justified. From the ashes of a blasted city, here I stand, victory a few hours away. In attempting to crush us, Abeloth has only made us stronger. She has delivered this place into our hands while she scuttles furtively about the galaxy, no doubt tackling worlds unable to offer a true resistance to salve her ego while we grow strong.